4. Fragments. The dead and the living are now quite alike. All will burn on the same pyre. Barely 10 seconds dead, Urys Kachor, battle brother, imperial fist, leans against the round-bitten rampart as though he is resting. His helmet is gone, and so are both of his hearts and the contents of his chest cavity. A sigh is still leaking out of him. He stares at the war through blown pupils. Beyond, more bodies, hundreds more, left where they fell in the act of running away. Some appear asleep. Most are tossed in disarray, clumsily bent or poorly folded, in postures both uncomfortable and undignified. War has no patience for dignity. Some bodies don't really look like bodies at all. Too small, too awkward, too thin, too still. Death has made them mere debris. Just fallen scraps of a falling city, tumbled in amid the shingle of cracked stone and fragmented metal. Just bundles of rags with sticks inside. On the soaring ramparts of the Delphic battlement, the sealed ring of last defense that surrounds the final fortress of the Sanctum Imperialis, Amit, called Flesh Terror, weeps. The Blood Angel's legionary feels the constant concussion of the wall guns around and below him, and he weeps for what he has done, and for what he has left undone. Around him, 10,000 of his kind, other loyal sons, more perhaps, wait and weep too. They wait, armed and armored, for the traitor flood to break against the last wall, and for the final battle to begin. Blade braced against his chest, almost in prayer, he looks out from his high vantage across the landscape of the Palatine Zone. He looks out into hell. He sees great bastions burning through shrouds of smoke. Meru, Hasgard, Avalon, Irenic, Rezavi, Golgotha, Sidonai. Each one a symbol of imperial power that once commanded a swathe of Palatine territory. Each one now a colossal bonfire. The smoke stinks of shame and lost hope. He weeps. His genesire, the bright archangel, has closed the eternity gate forever. Such a thing. A feat unparalleled. His bright lord saw off the greatest demons of the world, broke them and killed them, to hold back the tide long enough for the gate to be sealed. Amit was one of the very last to make it inside. Sanguinius, the lord of Amit's life, paid grievously for that deed. Amit saw it with his own eyes. The brutal wounds, the ravaged plate, the immortal white wings. Oh, how piteous! Stained and scorched, the feathers plucked, torn out, burned, charred. He weeps for it. The sight of his lord so wounded will stay with him forever. But that is not what grieves him most. True misery lies in the meaning of the deed his lord performed. The gate has been closed. Amit cannot imagine the burden of that decision. To close eternity is to concede defeat. It admits to friend and foe alike that the armies and champions of the Emperor, even Sanguinius of the Blood Angel's Legion, can no longer prevent the enemy's merciless advance across the Palatine, just as they could not stop the enemy at the First Wall, or at the Outer Palace, or at the gates of Helios, Lion, Erinicon, or Anterior, or at Eternity Port, or Colossae, or Ultimate, or at any other site where they have been met and opposed. Months of war, the most ferocious Amit has ever witnessed, have done nothing but delay the inevitable. Closing eternity is an act of desperation. It means the end is here, the death. It means the hour is so bleak that no choice remains. The Sanctum Imperialis must be sealed, for all that lies outside it is truly lost. Lost, but not yet dead. The full horror of closing the gate is that it consigned legions of their brothers, whole armies and hosts, to their doom. There was no time or room for retreat, no time to recall them or allow their withdrawal. They had to be left outside. Amit weeps because he knows this decision will haunt his lord longer than any wound he took. The decision feels like desertion. It feels like a second betrayal. Amit thinks of those who did not make it through the closing gate, those left outside engulfed by frenzied world-eaters, his brothers, his kin, the armies stranded in the field, the brigades and regiments still warring on the Palatine Plain, the men and women, the commanders and the common troopers, the battle brothers, the great champions, abandoned all to fight and strive and die beyond hope of salvation, selling their lives one by one in a storm of unhinged violence, doing whatever they can to slow the enemy's inexorable progress towards the wall Amit now guards. He weeps. He waits. He stares out at their hell, and he weeps for them all. Flames dance upwards. The dead are just the dead. The living are just the dead who still feel grief and pain.